Read Daniel chapter 6. While you're at Daniel chapter 6, I'll read Daniel chapter 1. Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat. We're familiar with the life of Daniel. We're familiar that there was something about Daniel that there was this inner character. And we see it all throughout the book. God makes mention of it. He draws our attention to it. I don't know if it's something that is innately in all of us, or there was something. But when I read the life of Daniel, I feel like there's something special about him. Displaced from his home, he's in captivity, and yet he still purposes in his heart to do right. So oftentimes we do right when it benefits us. That is the contingency. I will obey God as long as I get something out of this. Well, Daniel wasn't like that at all. Our passage tonight is Daniel chapter 6, a familiar story. Hudson, I'll say 90% of the time, asks me, Dad, what are you preaching? And Sunday morning he comes into my office asking, tonight he stopped by and asked me, what am I preaching? And I said, Daniel chapter 6, Daniel and the lion's den. He goes, oh, that's a good story. It is. That it is. When I say the word Daniel, what do you think of? Well, we can think of multiple stories. We can think of Daniel chapter 1 and verse 8, right? A man that purposed in his heart that he wouldn't defile himself. We think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, a group of men that stood up against the decree to falsely worship. Then we think of Daniel chapter 6. Where here Daniel is promoted. He's the second highest in the land, second only to the king. And we'll pick up our story in verse 4. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. And the Bible says this about Daniel, but they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was, if this isn't underlined in your Bible, underline it, faithful. Neither was there any error or fault found in him. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for tonight. Thank you for the example of Daniel. Although we will never be him, may we take some truths away from this passage that we can make personal application to our life to be a better representation of what you so desire from us, Lord. God, help us with these things, and I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. What was Daniel's reputation? What was he known for? Well, I'd say character. What was he? Well, the Bible tells us in Daniel chapter 6 and verse 4 that he was faithful. That's a wonderful phrase to say of somebody. The Bible says, for as much as he was faithful. What was he faithful to, though? You know, sometimes young people, and we'll blame young people because they're not here to defend themselves. I use young people to talk about it, but it's just to make it maybe draw our attention to our own self too. But sometimes young people will make a decision that's not good. And they will be faithful to that till the end, even though it's a bad decision. And that's unwise. What was Daniel faithful to? Well, number one, he was faithful to his God. Look at verse 5. Then said these men, we shall not find any occasion against Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Daniel was faithful. Daniel was faithful to God. That's something. Again, when the majority around him would have welcomed him and accepted him had he just tried to assimilate into everything else. But God put something inside Daniel. And even though everybody around him would do something against the Lord, not against society, but against the Lord, he would not. He was faithful. He was faithful to God. I'll ask this question. What would it take for you to be unfaithful to God? What would it take for you to turn your back on the Lord? Let's remember again where Daniel is. Daniel's parents are gone. Where'd they go? Probably even in either they've been taken captive as a slave or they've been killed. That's just the honesty of the situation. Daniel's been displaced. Here he is now a grown man. He's not in home anymore. I wonder if in his mind he thinks about taking vengeance upon the king. You've taken everything away from me. My identity, my whatever, my home, my... There's a strong case that physically he's been marred. And yet he's still faithful to God. What would it take for you to be unfaithful to the Lord? Would any one of these situations do it, much less compound them all together? Yet, they said, the only problem we can find with Daniel is if we did this. If Daniel did something against God, his God. Why? Because Daniel had a faithful reputation to God. Verse 4. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. Not only was Daniel, if I say David, you know that I mean Daniel. Have I said David already? Once? Half Devaniel. I've been studying David against my own self-will. Thanks to our governor. It's Governor Cuomo. Anyways. It's been a great blessing. Anyways. Where were we? Oh, yes. The kingdom. Daniel. The Bible says that the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. Maybe he's done wrong. Maybe there was a little side issue here where he took his own little agenda and tried to promote it. Nothing. He was not only faithful to God, but he was faithful even to a ungodly king. Authority. Concerning the kingdom, it says, go to 1 Peter chapter 2. Look at this. 1 Peter chapter 2. We'll look at two verses here and then jump over to Philippians chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 12, it says, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, see, that's what was happening with Daniel. They may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. May our actions quiet what anybody else says about us. Shouldn't that be the way? Imagine someone accusing you of... Would anyone believe it? They couldn't even do that to Daniel. They couldn't come to Daniel and say, all right, here's what we're going to say. We're going to say that he's stealing money from the treasury. No, no one would believe that. We're going to say that he's trying to usurp the authority of the king. No, no one will believe that. What could be said of you? 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Daniel had a faithful reputation. So much so that when accused, they had to accuse him about loving God because that was the only place he could find a fault in him. Look at Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. A faithful reputation. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 16. Holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, look at now, neither labored in vain. Hey, there's a benefit in serving the Lord. Well, I don't see what good I'm going to get out of this. I bet Daniel was pretty appreciative that he stayed faithful. Because when the tests come, not when we are most times most prepared. It's not like, hey, Daniel, coming down the pipe in a little while, we're gonna have a couple issues. You might want to get your house in order, right? You get that letter from the IRS. In a couple weeks, we're going to be stopping out and taking a look at your records. Whew, I'm going to need some sick time. I got some things to get together. That wasn't Daniel's case. Daniel was faithful to God and the authority that he served under. I'm going to ask you tonight, look at your life. Are you faithful to God? Secondly, is your reputation, are you faithful to the authority under which you serve? Well, he's lost. So was King Darius, but yet Daniel had a reputation of faithful. You think Daniel agreed with everything King Darius did? Until it went against God. For as much as he was faithful. How about your reputation tonight? Is it faithful? Let's look at the next spot. We know the story. The presidents try and find something and say, okay, here's what we're going to do. Unless anybody is praying to you, big trouble. We get to kill him. That's how we're going to get him. In Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. And when David knew, so here's the thing. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. Daniel is over these princes. There's nothing that they can do that he doesn't know about. And when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he was familiar with it. He was aware of it. He probably even could have stopped it. Right? Because isn't he over them? And he went into his house and his windows being open in the chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God. Underline this, as he did aforetime. So often we want to take a stand when those maybe those rites or those steps of faith are in question. New bulletin at work, no longer bring your Bible. All of a sudden you want to start bringing your Bible. How about it happened aforetime? That's what Daniel did. Daniel had a reputation of being faithful. Daniel had a reputation of being prayerful. Prayerful. As he did aforetime. He did this regularly. 3 times a day. This was nothing new for Daniel. Look at Psalm 55. Psalm 55 and verse 17 says, evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Daniel took that to heart. And 3 times a day he would pray facing towards Jerusalem regularly. So let's speak of your reputation again. Number one, is it faithful? Number two, is it prayerful? Do you pray regularly? Or just when things are tough. Or when I really need something. Should not our testimony and reputation be one of regularly in prayer? What is your reputation? Is it one of faithful? Is it one of prayerful? Look at Daniel chapter 6. Go back to verse 10 again. Just a couple more things. Okay, a few more things. There's three. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and his windows being opened into the chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed. Say, we've already talked about that. Look at the next phrase. And gave thanks. Not only was Daniel faithful, not only was he prayerful, but number three, he was thankful. Gave thanks. He was, the Bible says this, that he knew that the writing was signed. And he went and thanked God for it. First Thessalonians chapter 5. Daniel had a thankful heart. First Thessalonians chapter 5. In verse 17, pray without ceasing. Even, I don't know how they could, but if somehow the law gets passed, and I'm sure they could, make it illegal to pray. Well, that's when we part ways. Because my Bible tells me to pray without ceasing. Maybe that would help some Christians to begin praying. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What's the best way to give thanks to the Lord? Number one, by living it. But number two, expressing it back to Him. Telling Him. Daniel had a reputation of being faithful, prayerful, thankful. Thankful. When God answers our prayers, that's what it says. Three times a day, and prayed and gave thanks before his God. After that, he knew that the writing was signed. We need to thank God for what he has done and what he will do. Look at Daniel chapter 6 and verse 22. Daniel chapter 6. Daniel 6 is our text. So maybe you take out, Hudson makes these beautiful little things. If you need any, let me know. It looks like a fireplace. We got a couple chairs, maybe a snow globe and some books, and a little bird trinket on top. But they really do help for keeping your place. Daniel chapter 6, verse 22 says this, "My God hath sent his angel and shut the lion's mouths, that they should not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found of me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt." Hey, he's about to do some things. I don't know if Daniel knew what was coming, but he was already giving thanks for what was coming. God, I don't know what you're going to do with me. I don't know how you're going to use me. I don't know if this is the end of my life, but thank you for what you've brought me through. Thank you for what you've done. And I just know that as I yield myself to you, you're going to somehow get glory, and I thank you for that already. God could do in such a situation. We're going to see what happens. But Daniel had a reputation of being faithful, prayerful, thankful. Daniel had a reputation of being dependable. Look at verse 11. Daniel chapter 6 and verse 11. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God in verse 22. And we just read this. "My God hath sent his angel and shut the lion's mouths." At what point do you begin to question your faith? When the hatch of the pit with the lions that are moving about? I don't know, but he depended on God to close those lions' mouths. He knew that it wasn't him. This wasn't, who is that guy that talks to dogs? Yeah, what? Caesar Milan. I think they drugged the dogs and then they just act really nice. No? All right. Maybe not. This isn't Daniel. Daniel doesn't have a way with lions. God shut the mouths of the lions. Daniel just depended on God. Daniel was needing of God to do what he was going to do. Daniel had an excellent spirit, the Bible says, that none could find fault with. He was dependable. When the king went to him, you know what? He knew what Daniel was going, if he thought it through, they knew exactly where to find Daniel. Then the men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Why? Because he was just a dependable type of person. He depended on God. But at the same time, he was faithful in that he wasn't going to try and... Where do we see Daniel fighting this? Where do we see Daniel going? He just depended on the Lord to see him through. And then this last thought, Daniel chapter 6 and verse 25. Then King Darius, so he gets tossed into the lion's den, not eaten, thankfully. Verse 25, then King Darius wrote unto all the people, so much so that Darius the king says, I believe what Daniel says. Then King Darius wrote unto all the people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of the princes. The presidents. No. It says before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God. Daniel's life, Daniel's faith, Daniel's reputation was believable. The king was impressed. Look at verse 20. And when he came to the den, he cried and with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. This is the king coming to the den of lions. And he said, and the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually? See his dependability? Able to deliver thee from the lions? I don't know if for dramatic sake Daniel was quiet for a couple seconds. Doesn't say. But maybe for some flair he did. Then said Daniel unto the king, Daniel's faithful to God and the authority that he is serving under. He says to the man that was responsible for throwing him into the den of lions, O king, live forever. What a reputation. The king was impressed. The Bible says in verse 23 that the king was glad. Then was the king exceeding glad for him. And commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him because he believed in his God. Daniel was believable. See, well, maybe it's possible that the lions just weren't hungry that day. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions. Maybe it'll go equally as well for them. And their children. And their wives. And the lions, the Bible says this, had the mastery of them. And break all their bones in pieces, and ever they came at the bottom of the den. It wasn't for lack of hunger. It was God shutting the mouths of the lions. And then we saw as the king's decree Daniel was believable, so much so that the king says, there's only one God, and I make it mandatory that you fear him. What is your reputation? Is it faithful? Is it prayerful? Is it thankful? Are you dependable? And is what you say believable? The best way to make your testimony believable is by living it out. I encourage you tonight to consider your reputation. How do people perceive you? Are you like Daniel? Say, you said at the beginning, you gave us a way out. There was something special about Daniel. Sure. But could there not be something special about you also? Let's all stand. We'll be dismissed. Have a dependable, faithful, believable, thankful, prayerful reputation.